Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I was delighted to see how popular last week's episode was. The messages I received, as always, just highlighted to me how much you guys needed to kick up the bum. You guys were saying that in terms of knowing you need to do something and just having somebody pointing out the things that you're not doing was extremely valuable. And that's what feedback I got. And that actually leads very nicely into today's episode, understanding value. Do you actually understand value? Because on a week-to-week basis, the amount of messages I receive from you guys saying, that's really helped me. I mean, even somebody last week said, just from listening to the podcast, they've gone from earning $2,000 a month to $5,000 a month. People have said that I've solved the problem of being able to get enough clients simply by listening to the podcast, and the diary's full. And it's interesting because these people aren't investing in me. You're just learning from me. But the feedback is, it's relatable, I understand it, and it's like you're speaking to me, right? You'll have seen I shared one of the episodes this week, and one of the girls actually shared the podcast, as you all very, very kindly do, and she said, I genuinely think Mark is talking to me prior to doing these episodes. Now, what does that mean? That means that she sees me as solving an exact problem that exists for her. That, my friends, is value. Now, before I go deeper into understanding value, I just want to give you a quick update of where the book's at, because I know a lot of you are messaging me, asking me, and it helps you to just tell all of you. The book itself, which I'm really pleased now, the title is Level Up, which you all knew, but it's The Fitness Professional's Roadmap to Achieving Excellence, which makes me so happy, you know, that we've come up with that name. It's we've done a lot of research from different people that I work with and coaches that I've worked with over the years. And it was quite funny, actually, because the book writer that I work with, and I have a lady who I've hired who takes me through the process of bringing the book together so that, in line with today's episode, it is valuable to you guys. It's not just me writing it, printing it. Book writers and publishers know what makes a good book. So my content doesn't necessarily equal a great book. It's how it's laid out. It's the questions it asks. It's how each kind of chapter is pieced together. And they will take bits of what I've written, move them around. But what I love more than anything is the fact that it's a roadmap. And it's the fact that, you know, for years I've been thinking, you know, what am I going to write about? And when this book kind of came together in my eyes, Level Up, that the process of moving forward and what I think you guys need, or I know you need, to help you get to that point where you just keep moving forward. Because I broke it down with my book writer, and they said, what are the questions that trainers ask you all the time? And this carries over to today's podcast, you know, understanding value. She said, what is it? What are the problems that the trainers highlight to you? And I just said, look, do you know what the number one thing that trainers say to me? I just want to get better. There's no specifics on it. So she was like, it's about improvement. And I said, do you know what? I've coined for a long time ago the word for me. I've used it a long time, excellence, because there is no finish line. I just want to get better. And the roadmap for me is, you know, Level Up is not about a final destination. It's not about being arrogant and saying I'm better than anybody else. It's a step-by-step process of improvement, which is what, again, the Mastery Podcast is, you know, trying to become a master of your craft, working your way towards excellence. And so when the title came together and creating a roadmap, you know, for me, everything in there is something that you guys struggle with, but it gives you the actionable steps of what you need to do. So I'm really, really excited for it. And to not take away a lot from this episode, I think it's about 8 or 9, 10 weeks away from kind of the finishing stages. Wednesday, we finalized the book, the final manuscript. That'll go off to the editors, and then they'll do their thing. And then I'll have more update for that for you in a few more weeks. So very exciting. Now, today's episode, 143. Understanding value. You hear on social media and people saying, and me, guys, you just got to give more value. And do you know what's funny about value? Is if you don't know what is valuable, you just do what everybody else does. But if you copy certain people, what people provide on a day-to-day basis isn't actually that valuable. What I want you to do for a second is let's have a deep think about value for a second. Value for you guys as coaches is anything that helps solve a particular problem or education. Now, if you are somebody that values learning more, I just want to get better. You know, you want to learn more. It doesn't matter what it is as a trainer. If you can follow certain people, one that talks about biomechanics, one that talks about nutrition, one that talks about psychology, one that talks about building a business, they're like your four key people to go to. Providing more information, giving you more value, and every day you're learning something new. Something from the people that are sharing the content that impacts your business or your thought process around the results of your clients. Think about the people genuinely that you follow on your page. How many people would you follow on your Instagram page that actually solve problems for you every day? Not just pick, you know, I mean, you could see, you know, it's nice to see pictures of physiques and training and all that sort of stuff. But the people that actually provide you with the biggest amount of value, difference, solving problems for you. Let's think about those people for a minute. So let's have a big deep think. It's not about information. Well, education. It's about things that help you take action. So if somebody was talking about nutrition and they talked about a subject around nutrition that you were able to go and apply to your clients, that's valuable. If it's around something at that time which you were struggling to understand about nutrition and you see it, that's a value. Now, let's just go back to our clients, right? When we provide value, we're going to look at personal training, we're going to look at online training, we're going to look at online. When you look at talk to your clients on a day-to-day basis, when you're talking to people, they're not educated, right? Even to be fair, physique, bodybuilders, a lot, unless you are very experienced, are not very educated. And so deep education, in a lot of cases, is not as valuable as education that solves a problem that exists right now. And that's where, for example, at home, I have a whiteboard and I have on it an incredible amount of words. And when I talk about confidence as personal trainers, I don't want to just write a post or an article or a video or talk to a trainer about confidence. What is confidence? The problem is, how do I overcome confidence? But then what situation am I not confident in? Talking to people on the gym floor. How could I be more specific? Going up to people on a machine. Great. What's the script you use when someone's doing a chest press? Wow. Now that's a valuable, because what happens, guys, is that you can take that information that I've shared with you, you can go up to the machine, your chest press, and use the script. Now if that helps you get a client, you're going to turn around and see me as somebody is a level of authority you want to learn from. So when you are thinking about value, 9 times out of 10, we think at the superficial layer. So what do your clients struggle with? Well, they don't know enough about food. That's what a lot of you will say about when it comes to weight loss, don't know enough about food. So I'm going to talk about protein, I'm going to talk about fats, I'm going to talk about carbs. They don't struggle with that. That's not where the value lies. That's not talking, but that's like talking about confidence as a general term. It's not specific. The confidence issue that you guys face is going up to the chest press when someone's on the incline chest press, not knowing what to do and how to actually help somebody give value by helping them feel their chest. What's this kind of script that you'd use? So now when we talk about clients and weight loss, they, of course, at some point in the journey, they need to know about protein, fats and carbs. But what is the problem? Well, they just don't know what to eat. Well, is it the format of the diet plan that they don't understand what to eat? Is it the amount of calories that they need to eat? So your value lies in going into a deep understanding. Do golfers need to know about a club? Or do they need to know the specifics of how to stand to take a shot? Because for the person to be able to sell a club, the person isn't actually thinking, do I need that club? But I have a problem that exists and I need to know how to solve it. So if the person was helping them with their shot and then they introduced the fact that this was the club that they needed for the shot, they've added the value ahead of selling the shot. So that's like, you know that your clients need training. So in the gym, you talk to them about coaching, but that's not what they're ready for yet. The value hasn't been given. So no one buys anything from you unless they see a value in not coaching, in you. So if your page, for example, your social media page is littered with protein, confidence, carbohydrates, pretty bland, boring information, and you look down your social media page and go, and genuinely ask yourself this question: could somebody lose weight following all the information on your page? And are your posts specifically written in line with the problem that your audience faces? Don't know how to lose weight. Don't know how to set up my diet. There's no budge on the scales, right? Every month, you know, from a female's perspective, I add weight. How to overcome that? Are these problems evident on your page? Or are you just talking about protein, fats, and carbs? Are you talking about specific things that you think people need to know about, yet that's not the language they're using in terms of the problems that they face? In the gym, on the gym floor, do you, on a day-to-day basis, okay, go up to people in the gym and have a pretty boring and intense conversation about training and mechanics and stretching and types of foods? Or do you actually start to get to know people and listen to what they're struggling with? When most people join the gym, they feel intimidated. How are you going to solve the problem of feeling intimidated? When they join the gym, they do not have a... It's not that they need a plan at that point, but they actually have joined because they want to lose weight. And they don't need to be shown in a piece of equipment. They need to initially know that they've got something that can help them lose weight. So the value lies in the thing that they've joined the gym for, not the thing that you think that they need. Right? Here, this is really important. You can't go up to somebody in the gym and start talking about the things that you know about, because the bridge, the gap between why they've joined and what you're actually talking to them about is too far apart. So the early stages of value, believe it or not, guys, is actually becoming friends with an individual. How many conversations have you had at the kind of superficial layer with somebody that it's taken 2 or 3 months before you've actually been able to talk a little bit more deeply about what it is that you know? And this is where the value lies. It's in a journey, guys. So on your social media account, like, part of it is becoming friends. Part of it is making people feel that they need to be there. But part of it is talking about the things that people genuinely struggle with. Weight not shifting, energy slumps during the day, weight plateauing at certain points, you know, not knowing how to set up a diet plan to start losing weight. And these are all the things that we kind of need to talk about. If 90% of your content is educational focused or boring, and you need to be able to ask somebody, is my content boring? Or look at it from your sales perspective and go, if I was trying to lose weight, would I land on my page and go, that's really valuable? If you're in the gym on a day-to-day basis, you're talking to people about stuff that's over their head, it's boring. So what have we got to do in the meantime? In terms of adding value, and I was going to call today's podcast episode Giving Without Expectation. And the reason I was is because every day on the podcast, every time I record an episode, every post that I put out on social media, I'm giving you guys stuff without expectation. I'm not just giving you stuff for the science perspective. I'm giving you stuff that I know you struggle with. So the value lies in having a deep think about your customer. And I'm going to tell you right now that majority of you listening to today's episode do not know your customers inside out, or you're overcomplicating your customer. I do everything in my power when I'm on my whiteboard at home to think about how to make everything that I present to you guys easy to understand. Of course, the likes of marketing, can get pretty complex. The psychology of marketing can become very complex. So guys and girls that I mentor get into the depths of it and really start to become great marketers and understand psychology and behavior. Now I'm starting to lose you, right? I'm starting to talk about funnels. I'm talking about tripwires and lead magnets. And I'm going to go into the depths of the automation sequence of email marketing. And you're like, lost me. But that's not valuable to you guys right now. So when you look at episodes of podcasts, which are just over your head, that's not valuable yet. There will be a time in your career when you've learned more about marketing where it is of value. So we've got to fill this gap in between, where you're not actually at that level yet. And that's why most of your clients, same thing with physique development, you're not at the level to know about moment arms as a client. You're not at the level to learn about fiber directions and origin insertions. You just want to feel your lats. So if I tell you to pull your elbow down and drive it into your side with very simple terminology, if you did that on a post and how to feel your lower lats to physique development and didn't do it in a complicated way, they'd go, right, your posts are valuable. Now, you could do a second in the series to talk to the people to elaborate on that, but now we're getting into more specifics. But how do I get your attention? And that's where the value lies. It's the existing problem that exists that your clients are facing. So I want you to sit down and I want you to put a piece of paper together. And if you're doing weight loss, running, fitness, physique development, muscle building, look at the language that people are using on a day-to-day basis. That's where the value lies. And the gap in the middle is where you give without expectation. So let's say, for example, and this is happens in the gym, right? You meet somebody for the very first time and you say, hey, how are you doing? And you find out that they are there to lose weight, right? And I'm going to give you some gems to use now, right? They're in the gym to lose weight. Now, you can spend the next 3, 4, 5 months trying to get to know that person. And during that time, you might spend time chatting to them a little bit more, helping them a little bit more. And the kind of conversation is at friend level, right? And you know they're trying to lose weight. And you look around the gym and you say, I know they want to lose weight, but I just don't know how to help them. Because they're not going to find you going into the depths of exercise and training and how to do machine weights like as valuable, because they're not specifically asked for it. So it's weight loss that's their problem. Now, think of it like this. If you were able to give a weight loss client in the gym an actual plan to follow for the next 14 to 21 days that got them 7 to 10 pounds of weight loss off, an actual food diary to follow, a meal plan to follow that was kind of quite generic, and they came back to you in 6 to 10 days and said, my God, I've lost 4 or 5 pounds, right? That's valuable. You're worrying about the conversations you're having leading up to a sale. The conversations you have in the gym are to become friends. The conversations you're having is to a point where they are finding speaking to you engaging, very helpful, and you give them something. Somebody said to me the other day in one of my questions on Tuesdays, they said, Mark, what was your chat-up line in the gym? And I thought, hold on a minute, do you mean chat-up line? What they actually meant was, what was my go-to conversations with people in the gym? And I said, to be fair, it was at the Swiss ball, and I'd go up to people on the Swiss ball, and the value I'd add was, I could see that they were doing something wrong on the Swiss ball. And at that point, I know that their specific problem was they wanted to train their abs. But I know that they were feeling it in their lower back more, and they're probably feeling it in their neck. So I gave them two tweaks. I said, hey, can see you doing that exercise. I know where you want to feel it. And I probably know where you are feeling it. So let me give you two tweaks. And they go, wow, that was so helpful. Out of my folder, I pulled out a workout and I said, look, I've got two other exercises for your abs. They're in a tri-set. So you do this one on its own, then two on its own, then three on its own. And you work up to trying to do all three together. And they were like, that's amazing. I said, well, I'll show you the other two exercises and then use this next 2 weeks and let me know how you get on. I built a bond. The problem that existed for that person in terms of adding the value was they wanted to feel their abs. And I went over and gave them two little tips. Now, you go on the gym floor. If you're a guy, you're a physique coach, you see somebody, watch to see what that person is trying to do on bench press. They're trying to feel their chest. Now, a good coaching eye will be able to see whether or not the chest is being recruited. Now, if you're not skilled in looking at how a muscle contracts on the bench press, you're not going to be adding value in spotting somebody. So now let's understand value. I don't want you to come over and spot me and press the weight up. And I certainly, if I look like I'm quite experienced, don't want you coming over and telling me what I'm going to do. And then as a trainer, you think to yourself, well, how am I going to add value to this person? Well, unless you are somebody that actually has a solution for them, don't try and provide a solution, because you want to help muscle building, but you don't know how to help somebody. Even to this day, I'm in the gym, and it could take months of just being in the environment of guys that are lifting weights, and you know it takes a long time before you get to know somebody. So there's probably more people in the gym that are better suited to you until you've kind of got to know all the muscle building people. So you can be wasting your time in the muscle building arena because it takes quite a long time to build a relationship with somebody in the gym. Now, it might be that you're training next to somebody and you just go over and say, hey, bud, I just saw you doing that. There's something that I've implemented in my training recently that's completely changed the game. But if they look like they're going for a PB, leave them alone. Build a relationship first. And if they say, yeah, hey, cool, and you show them, then just give them the tip and leave them with it. But that's valuable. But they haven't identified or showed to you that they were struggling with something. However, if I go over to the Swiss ball and I see somebody struggling and I can see clearly where they were feeling it in the wrong place, that's where the value lies. I know that there was initial struggles there. So there's two things. If you go up and try and add value to somebody that's not clearly identified that there's a problem, they will either take it one or two ways. Leave me alone, or they'll take the piece of advice and they carry on doing what they're doing. But if you can identify something that someone's clearly getting wrong, you can see somebody finish a set and put the hand at the bottom of their back and they go, ah, you can see. Or they're back lifting on the leg press and you know that they're kind of looking around going, ah. Or you can see somebody on the trying to work out what machine is they're to do next. That lies the struggle. You've got to watch for these things. I call it the crow's nest. You're in the gym, you're looking around the gym, seeing what the problems are. And then the other thing is you just talk to people and you say, you know, how's your training going and what are you actually training for? And at that point, you don't need to sell. You don't have to sell anything. You just have to listen to what their struggles are. And then I would then go away and I'd cultivate. How do I actually help this person who said, I'm struggling with my weight? Do you know what? I'm just going to write a nutrition plan out. I'm going to give them a full body workout. And I'm going to say, look, I spoke to you yesterday. And I know you said to me, you're just trying to lose weight, but you're not following a plan. So I thought I'd just write you a plan. And that could just be something very generic, but the added value is listening to the problem that exists, the pain, the struggle, and again, providing a part of the solution. And I think it happens a lot of the time in the gym is that you go up to somebody and you haven't identified where the value could be identified, or you haven't identified what the value is to that person. So you just chat to them. Or you tell people things that they don't necessarily haven't identified to you that they need yet. Oh, I saw you doing bench press. I thought I could give you a couple of tips. They haven't told you yet that there's a problem with their bench press. Now, when I'm training in my gym and someone says, you know, I'm at three plates, but I'm just struggling. And I say, well, bud, let me give you a couple of pointers. They've identified the problem. So you, to add value, you need to identify the problem. And that means having conversations and asking the question. You know, if you could be making a lot more progress than you are right now, what is there one thing that I could potentially help you with? And I say this to people on Instagram, post it on your Insta stories. Leave it as a question at the bottom of some of your posts. And if people occasionally leave you, the problem I'm facing is, then provide the solution in the next post, right? So when you understand value, it's not telling people what you think they want to know. It's getting from them or identifying by looking in the gym what is it that they're struggling with. And then solve the problem. Go over and give them what they want. If you see somebody doing some jogging on the treadmill, and say, I can see you jogging on the treadmill. And if you see them doing it every single day and they're doing intervals, give over and give them an interval workout to do. There's some high intensity interval stuff, you know. Go over and give somebody a core workout, ab workout. Go over, but you've got to get to know them. You've got to identify the problem. That's where the value lies. And that value process is something you've got to spend a lot of time thinking about. Deep dig dive. Like, understand them. Get to know people. And you've got to remember, you're not selling, you're serving. So in the gym all times, people say to me, I'm struggling to convert clients. Well, because you're going up to people and you're trying to add value on something that they haven't identified as a problem yet. I hope this makes sense. Now, for a second, I want to give you some examples, okay? And I'm going to use online as an example because you probably have all heard the word lead magnet, all right? And I said in this episode, you know, that's one of the words that will probably go over your head. A lead magnet is when people give you an email address or some form of contact details for free in return for valuable information. So here's the thing. Someone identifies to me in the gym that they're struggling to feel their abs. Somebody identifies in the gym that they just don't know what to be doing on a day-to-day basis. You get an email address from that person, say, I'll email you an exact template to follow. You have an email address. That means that you've got that person's attention and they feel that you're valuable enough to give them something for free. And then in return, you start the email. That begins the process of marketing to that person and giving them support and helping them move forward. Online, so many of you are creating posts on a day-to-day basis and doing that thing where you put the content out that you perceive to be valuable, but you're getting nothing in return. So you give, but you don't get anything back. Now, I give without expecting anything from return from you, but when I give something of real high value, I want something in return. I want an email address. Now, that email address from you to me, if it's of value, allows me to build a deeper relationship with you, but solves a massive problem to the point where even though you probably say, oh, if I give Mark my email address, he's going to send me emails. But the subconscious thing part in you says that you need the thing that's valuable more than worrying about the email address. So let's say, for example, a fat loss ebook. A fat loss ebook, and if I said to you in the gym, I've got a fat loss ebook, would you give your email address? No, you wouldn't. But what if I knew that you were struggling to lose 5 to 10 pounds and it would make you absolutely over the moon to lose 5 to 10 pounds? What if I said, put your email address in here and I will send you the exact formula that our clients use to lose their first 5 to 10 pounds? That person would not even think about the repercussions of giving away their email address because inside that document would be the solution to their problems. So in the gym, if I said, look, what are you here for? I want to lose weight. Great. Well, I'll tell you what. You don't know a lot about me, but I want to give you some stuff up front. I want to help you. I've got a document that I can email to you. It's a PDF, and it's exactly how to lose your first 10 pounds. What? It's a program. It's a nutrition plan. It's a diet sheet. But listen, you don't know a lot about me, but I'd love to help you just get started. That's amazing email address. What if that was something that somebody could download from your Instagram page as well? Now, all you got to do is go to m10fitness.co.uk and you'll see our How to Lose Your First 10 Pounds. It's on the website. And I urge you guys to look at it, to download it, to use it, to try it, to just see what information I give away for free. Because what you'll realize is that it's a 5 emails, 5 days, PDF, and you will see that it actually helps people lose 10 pounds. It's the same thing on my free 30-day Journey for Personal Trainers. In the next 30 days, I'm going to give you enough information that's going to help you transform your personal training business. Thousands of you have given your email address to me. And if you haven't downloaded that before, go to my Instagram page, click the link in my bio, the Linktree link, and download that. And for the next 30 days, you're going to get 30 videos that's going to help you transform your personal training business. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is I know that you guys want to progress your personal training business. I have a lead magnet that says how to start your personal training business, build your confidence, and fill your diary. Another one, a webinar, how to attract your ideal client and build a successful fitness business. And both of those are webinars that you can download from my Linktree and my Instagram page. But here's the thing. They are problems that exist that you need help solving. And thousands of you have given your email addresses in return for giving me an email address, but that you've given me your email address, and in return, I give you the webinar. So I'm going to give you some examples here. So if you're online, okay, high value solves a specific problem that exists. In the gym, on a day-to-day basis, how often are you giving things to people or doing things or helping people solve problems that exist for them on a day-to-day basis? Value, 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 value. All right, here's some examples. So one I gave you was how to lose your first 10 pounds. Right? Two, I've got one that's called how to get below 10% body fat. If people want to get lean, they want to know how to get below 10% body fat. If you own a gym, a studio, and you give away a free class in return for an email address, that's people want to know what your class is. They want to give it a go. They want to join the class, but no one's inviting them and you give it for free. How about if you're a physique coach and you are preparing people for shows? Could you put together a video that's how to put together your first posing routine? How to create a photo shoot or prepare for your first photo shoot? How to increase your bench press by X amount of weight. Now, these kind of how to or free something is the same sort of thing that you do in the gym. You identify the problem exists. You don't give things away for free on your social media platform if you know these problems don't exist. But if your target audience are going on stage to compete, having a posing routine is essential. If your clients are trying to get shredded, they want to know how to get below 10% body fat. If they want to lose weight, they want to know how to lose their first 10 pounds. They're all examples. Now, what you do from that point when you have an email address is you go deeper into the relationship building process, which is for another podcast. But one of the most important things to consider in the gym is data and giving people in advance something that helps them partway on their journey. I'm going to say this as well with your content on social media. If you actually think about the problem exists that people struggling to lose weight, when you get into the specifics about certain food types and nutrition, is that helping that person lose weight? Is that talking in a language that that person understands? Go back to what you would understand right now and ask yourself the question, what I've written, am I talking at somebody or am I trying to create a conversation with somebody? Do you struggle to lose weight? Are you somebody that no matter what you do, whatever plan you follow, nothing seems to shift? Well, this is a common problem. And in this post, I'm going to help you with the solution. There are three things that you should be doing, and I guarantee that most of you aren't doing it. Having a meal plan log of what you eat so that you're not allowing certain foods to get in, right? Now, that little tip, you might get a DM going, do you know what? 4 days ago, you put that post. I've logged my food. I didn't realize I was doing this. Valuable. Something that somebody didn't know they were doing, and that prompts them to send you a DM to tell you that the information that you shared helped them. So when I'm providing content, I'm thinking, if I'm having a face-to-face conversation with you about bench press and you turn around and go, oh my God, I've never felt my chest like that. Can you get that across in your post? Well, more than likely, to go into the depths of biomechanics in a way that couldn't convey what the problem that most of your clients face because they're not PTs would go over their head and they go, yeah, just not for me. But if you said, here's 2 points to go in the gym and try, and I guarantee you will feel your chest more. Someone DMs you, go, my God, my man, I went away and tried that chest exercise. Or a video of you and said, there's one tip I want to give you to feel your chest even better. That prompts somebody to message you and say, wow. But you go into the deep science that's too early, that you've lost that person. How do you get below 10% body fat? 5 things I'm going to share with you. And you say, one reason is that you won't lower your calories enough. You've probably been sat on the same amount of calories hoping to get leaner, but to get below 10% body fat is going to mean suffering. Somebody DMs you a couple of weeks later and goes, you know what, I dropped my calories by 200 and I've been stalling on that amount of calories for a while, and hey presto, you gave that for me and I lost weight. So remember, the point I'm going to get here is, if you create a post or you have a conversation or you give somebody something for free, if we did that face to face, would it prompt you to go, oh my God, that's helped me? Because this is where value is. This is what value is all about. Value isn't just a nugget of information, some science or education. Value is something that makes me or impacts me and helps me move from A to B to C. And 9 times out of 10, the reason why a lot of you guys are not getting anywhere is you're having conversations with people that are boring. And that's the same for your posts. You're sharing information that's quite serious education or quite boring, and it's not solving a problem that exists. You know, if I'm gonna compete and there's a couple of things that I want to know that's going to make a massive impact in how I present a side pose, then share it. But if I go into the complexities and the science behind it, you're not giving me the actionable thing that I need to do, and therefore you've lost me. But if you give me one tip to change my foot position, and then in posing somebody comes back and said, that one tip you gave was enough for me to look completely different. In weight loss, if you start talking about the complexities of dieting strategies, and then you give me one thing that impacts my ability to eat food first thing in the morning that makes it more palatable so that I actually can get up and get my day going, because my problem was I'm not hungry when I wake up in the morning, what should I do? And maybe your solution is don't eat breakfast. Maybe your solution is try this alternative that would actually give you some quality nutrition in the morning without having to cook. because you're busy. The problem was, I'm busy and I can't actually, I haven't got time to prepare my food in the morning. You don't want to create a post saying that everybody should have breakfast in the morning. In some cases, you can make eating breakfast a lot easier. In some cases, the solution might not be to have breakfast till a little bit later in the day. But the point I'm giving you repeatedly is value, value, value is about the problems that exist for people. And that means you've got to create a whiteboard, whether you're in the gym, whether you're online, and you've got to start writing all these things up and start saying, right, well, that is that person that I'm talking to, and I'm going to go 7 layers. So the problem exists is they want to lose weight. Go another layer. They want to lose weight. They haven't got the confidence to go to the gym. Great. Go another layer. They don't know how to what exercise routine to follow to start with. Good. Go another layer than that. And then once you get to the point where you are really at the level of your client, that's when it prompts them to start communicating with you and give them, if you think about 10 posts, I would, in the early days especially, I mean, I can give you some science and you find that valuable, but in the early days of helping weight loss, fat loss, muscle building, you've got to give stuff that people can go away and action today that make a difference, so they come back to you and say, that made a big difference. That equals engagement. That means people see you as an authority, and that means you get given the opportunity to guide them closer towards becoming a client. And the final thing I'm going to say is you've got to remember this, guys. Please, please remember that you have to give without expectation. I actually have given you a lot today that you're going to go away and get more engagement, more value, more feedback equals more opportunity to get a client. When somebody turns around and says, that's amazing, but what do I do next? That's where value has really hit the button. That's where you guys message me and say, Mark, this is amazing, but now I'm struggling to do X, Y, Z. And then I can go, right, well, you can do this, this, this. All right? In the gym, you gave me that plan to follow for the last 7 days. And you guys will think, giving stuff away for free, it's marketing, guys. Lead magnets are about giving things away in return for something. And you have that right to communicate with somebody through phone, text, or whatever it may be, or email. And so every day you've got to give value without expectation, and then you've got to give a certain degree of your knowledge to help somebody solve a problem. Not just this is what you need to know, it's this is what you need to do to get the results. And once you've got to put a person to that point, it's at that stage where they see you as the authority, and that gives you the right then to move the relationship even further. But you can't move the relationship further unless value has been established and you are seen as the authority that they trust, the like and trust ability, to then commit to investing in you. So give without expectation. Think deeply about the problems that exist for your customers. Talk in a language that they get and give them the solution. I'm telling you right now, if you could get more value with your clients, there's more likelihood that you're going to want to invest in other stuff of mine. But do you know what, guys? For every investment that you make in courses that I have, the seminars that I run, whatever we have as a team, every single one of you improves. So if I can actually solve a part of the problem by understanding value today, you're one step closer to investing in us. And that means I get more of a chance to be able to help you improve your business and help more people and have a fulfilling, happy, successful career. So value is a real deep subject. But value, basically, 99% of you are talking at the kind of superficial layer. It's very clear you don't understand your audience. It's very clear you're not providing a solution for them. And it's very, very clear they've not got anything from you that they're actually working on today that is making an impact on their business. And I guarantee, from the episodes you listen to the podcast and the things you see on the my social media feeds, you're trying something that I've taught you. And how many people that are following you or speaking to you in the gym are trying out your methodologies? Because guys, if no one's trying, no one's buying. Right at the end of the episode, I dropped that one for you. So if you've got people that are consuming your content but not doing anything with it, if they are speaking to you in the gym and not trying out your methodologies, like for years people had my little program for abs and everybody was trying and everybody was getting friends with me and then they were saying, right, how do I lose the weight? And then they'd ask me the question, like, okay, I'm trying to build my abs. I'm like, listen, it's the belly fat. Let's get that out of first. And they go, but I don't know what diet to follow. I'm like, well, I'll write the diet for you. And then you start a client. So the initial value up front gave me the opportunity then to have the in to become a client. I hope today's been valuable. Guys, just a little heads up. I know we're at the end of the episode. So just hang around just 2 seconds. In 2 weeks' time, we've got our How to Coach General Population clients and Body Transformation client, How to Coach Body Transformation clients in Edinburgh. And I'd love to see you guys there. If you haven't booked, jump on my Instagram page, click to the theory page, and we'll see you in Edinburgh in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Dan and I are going to be sharing our exact M10 framework to help you, a very small investment, achieve results with your clients, body transformation and general population clients. So I look forward to seeing you there. And as always, guys, thanks for engaging in the podcast, sharing the podcast, spread the word, keep supporting the podcast and supporting the industry. Have a fantastic day, and I shall speak to you soon. Take care, guys.